As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
8:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Connell on vacation. Ed broadcasting live from Baltimore. I'm in Seattle. And joining Ed there in Baltimore is my man, Ken McCusick. What's going on, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
Doing well, man. Doing well. One of the most important things for the Baltimore Ravens is for this entire season is to basically keep things open. The pass rusher, the offensive line, all of those things are important. What are they doing? What does this offensive line look like, Ken, as we get ready for the 2025 season?
Well, a lot of it hinges on Ronnie Stanley, of course. He's back at left tackle. Hopefully will be at least as good as he was last year when he took a step forward from 23 and was healthy the whole year. But the Ravens had great continuity on the offensive line last year. With the exception of the early loss of Voorhees, they had basically the same starting lineup in there once McCary got to left guard for pretty much the whole season. And that best, by the way, continuity of any offensive line in the whole NFL. Very underrated reason why they did well offensively. You don't normally think of the offensive line. It's a skill position players, it's Jackson, but the offensive line had a good year. They'll be hard pressed to do as well this year. Linderbaum hopefully can have a small rebound from a down year as a pass blocker. I think Rosengarten could take a step forward. I think Fa'alele is probably the biggest opportunity for improvement this year in terms of a guy who could take a step forward. And then the left guard position is open again. No McCary, and it may be Voorhees, or it may be Ben Cleveland, or it may be Emory Jones once he gets up to speed again and is on the field.
Well, speak a bit about Emory Jones. I mean, what's your assessment of him? Because left guard is a position of it's a position of need, I would think. It's the only one that's not set. What do you think of him?
He's got a shoulder problem right now. He's not practicing. So we haven't really seen him yet. He's out there on the field. And he's shadowing the activity. Mm-hmm. Juan Castillo was at practice the other day. I don't know if he's part of the coaching for the summer or what is exactly his relationship is to the Ravens. But Emory Jones was standing next to him for a good bit of practice. So that was interesting to see that there might be some information being soaked up there. But I think he clearly wants to be on the field and he can't be there. It's probably frustrating to him. But it could be a while before he plays. And, the first thing is get your shoulder right. And the second thing is get fit again.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's tough to have, create any violence or a punch if you have your shoulders already, because that's where it's coming from. So that's a big detriment to him. He's got good size, though. I don't know. They're joining them conservative. Their offensive line is pretty good. So overall, but it all hinges on Stanley.
Yeah. Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore, joins us. Ken, we talked about a little bit earlier the Ravens over the weekend. They cleared up some cap space, and now overall the cap is not looking that bad for the Baltimore Ravens. They're sitting at $18 million, I think, in free space. Any idea, any speculation from you on what you think they might do with that space?
No. The team has so many opportunities now to sign somebody long term. Most of those deals actually create cap space in year one, or they use just a little bit of it. But Travis Jones, Hamilton or Linderbaum, if they want to get that signing done. A lot of those deals that they would make would have a positive cap impact in the first year. So I Jalen Ramsey, I've heard his name tossed around there. I don't see that as a reasonable alternative for the Ravens. I don't think they should go that way. Frankly, if there was a way to keep that money there for the injuries that happened during the regular season, those are cost between $5 and $6 million usually, then they'd have $10 million left over. I'd love for them to roll that money in the next year.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us. All backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Reasons for not liking Ramsey. Because I looked at his numbers right now. He hasn't dropped off statistically. He's got a lot of years in the league. Mm-hmm. But his stats are pretty much the same. And if they talk about him somewhat being linked to the possibility with the Ravens, but moving to safety now, which we've seen guys like Woodson do and Barber do and players like that.
Yeah, I mean that's the best potential use for a player like Ramsey, probably good ball skills. Humphrey could do that too, and they could move Ramsey to corner potentially if he's got a little left there. But it shows you if the Ravens' real need is at safety, let's go get a safety because it's a lot cheaper position to fill. I whatever way they decide to go with, I hope they go with a multi-year solution. Ramsey, I don't know what he's got left on his contract, but I know this year is expensive at least. And presumably, any remaining years would be market value years. So, I mean, we talked just in a production meeting here. You'll never hear me get too excited about a free agent because they're all market value signings. And the Ravens have had some good ones over the years. They've won some, and they've certainly lost some in terms of their last two safeties they brought in. It's their market value deals. They're very high risk when you do them.
Ken McCusick joins us, filmstudybaltimore.com. Ken, I want to go back to that. You said, you're looking at the economics overall of it. And one of the reasons that I liked it is the Ramsey thing is because I think the team is in a win now mode. You, however, think whatever moves they make should also be good financially moving forward, not just for that 1 year.
Yeah, I'm in a win for the next 5 years mode. How about that? I mean, it's just this team is a very good team, and if they sacrifice 1 year for the next, and then injuries hit, it's gonna suck. And that's teams have done okay with that sometimes. Certainly the Rams did really good trading away their future in terms of all those number one draft picks to have some success. The George Allen Redskins of the 70s. They had some success, but they never won a Super Bowl with it. And I'm afraid that's what might happen to the Ravens if they sacrifice a lot of future year equity for 2025.
One of the things I was talking about, I was pretty excited, talked about it with Rob earlier, I guess, was about Green, you know, picked up as an edge rusher in the draft. But somehow the Ravens, they were at the top of the sack leaders every year, but they don't have a real a marquee pass rusher, I think, since Suggs, really. Van Noy's had a rebirth. I don't know if he went to Lourdes or something and got healed, but he's been remarkable. But how do you think Green is going to do, you know, his first season? And do we have anybody that can exert pressure up the middle? Because we've had that in recent years.
Yeah, well, Travis Jones is the guy, and the pass rush runs through him in a lot of ways. Nobody realizes that, but he's the guy who commands that double team on the inside. And the Ravens, when they've had a successful pass rush and gotten good pressure, generally have had a guy like him or Nada or Sam Adams or Trevor Price who would command that double team inside. Those are the assets, but Matabike will provide that. He's dependent on Jones. That's why almost every single snap that Jones is on the field, Matabike is out there as well. It's a pairing they use on pass rush downs, and it's really the heart and soul of the Ravens pass rush. And the edge rushers, they weren't great, and they had to preserve them last year, but they still put up good sack numbers in Van Noy, and that not great is not fair to Owe or to Van Noy when they have, you know, 10 sack
that's
years.
Double digit, though. Yeah.
I mean. But Owe actually, his pressure rate actually dropped off a little bit last year. He looks, by the way, that's one of the big noses of camp, is he gained 20 pounds. He looks huge.
I said this huge. Too. And, you know, one of the things I've with him, my issue was, it just brought back flashbacks of Suggs. I mean, Suggs was awesome. However, there was that one year he ended up getting fat in the offseason, came back heavier. Had a terrible season for him. And I don't want to see that happen again, because I thought the 20 pounds gain here, no one could criticize your ability against the run. And one of the things he really needed to do was be better getting off offensive tackles. And I don't think that's going to be helpful. I really don't. So I'm concerned about that too.
Yeah, I think he's did it to improve the bull rush a little bit. But Owe's biggest hold back as a pass rusher is ability to get off the ball.
Yeah,
and at something.
I said this to Rob. Yeah. You know, I've seen him in games and in drills. You know, at the castle, he puts on a spin move and ends up in the same position he started in, which is not the purpose. I'm not kidding. I've seen him spin and be exactly where he was standing. That's not how it works, man. And that's what he needs help with. That not with the bull rush, but anyway. So because you mentioned you see him come back like that. I was standing next to Mike Preston when Paul Kruger came back, had that big year. Mm-hmm. We're standing next to each other. First thing out of Preston's mouth, he goes, he's been in the weight room. Because you can see with your eye, he looked physically different that year and had a great year. So it matters how you come into camp.
Other guy that came in big this year, by the way, sorry, Rob, is Trenton Simpson. Looks absolutely enormous right now.
Really?
Yeah.
In a good way, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ken, tell us all about Film Study Baltimore.
Oh, thanks. OTA notes this week, Ravens have three practices that are open anyway to the media, and the expectation series is still continuing most of the way until training camp. Please take a look for that.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.